Academy Red Terror Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Coastal Pines Technical College, Urgent Med 1 and Urgent Med Plus, Heron Document Systems, Barber's Body Shop, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Jessup Furniture, and by Catch 228. And now, here is your host, Christian Gokul.
And welcome into the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with head coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Christian Gokul on location at Catch 228 on St. Simon, where we'll be each and every week for the remainder of the playoffs on Tuesday nights at 7. This segment of the Rocky Hidalgo Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Jessup Furniture, Barber's Body Shop, Heron Document Systems, Urgent Med 1, Urgent Med Plus, Adrian Browning, Attorney at Law, Coastal Pines Technical College, and by Catch 228. Joining us now, the head coach of the Final Four bound Glenn Academy Red Terriers, Coach Rocky Hidalgo.
Thank you.
And Coach, speaking of the Final Four, it seems that the Final Four brings out all sorts of Glenn Academy VIPs.
We've got room out here because all the visitors to St. Simon's Island, they're not out here eating, being surprised that we have a radio show going on out here.
Well, Coach, this past Friday, you take down Harrison 31-7 in a game where you guys are really in control from the get-go. And if I had to look at it and put a game that says this is a Rocky Hidalgo coach team, I think this would be the one you point to.
Yeah, you know, it was probably our best effort from start to finish. Our kids played really hard. We were very physical on the defensive side of the ball and up front on the offensive line. Felt like they did some interesting things to us in the option game. And at the end of the day, we basically just said, we're going to quit fiddle farting around out there. And we're just going to run the ball and hand it off in between the tackles. And they were pulling some guys out to take Randon as a quarterback and putting a couple extra guys on the pitch. And that left them light in the box. So, you know, halftime, we just said, we're just going to hand it off and run the dive game and the power and just get out of here.
And speaking of interesting things that they did to stop the run, they took their corners completely off your receivers. And you had four pass attempts in the game. And I'm assuming it would have been way less had they actually played your receivers.
Well, you know, we what they did was kind of interesting, honestly. Yeah. We dropped the touchdown pass. And we had another one that the wide receiver didn't get the signal on. And we're fine. I mean, if you don't want to cover the guys, right, we'll throw it out there to them. But, you know, it really didn't affect us. You know, honestly, once we saw what they were doing, we just kind of changed our scheme. We cut down the splits, and we still got what we wanted anyway. The option game is something that regardless of what you do, if you take something away, it should open something else up. And obviously, it all depends on the ability to run the football.
It's the name option.
Yes, exactly right. And it's triple option. So it's the dive phase, the quarterback phase, and the pitch phase. And so, if they put an additional guy on the pitch or additional guy on the quarterback, which a lot of guys like to secure Randon up because his foot speed, you know, you a lot of times we end up with two guys on Randon and they're trying to work two guys to the pitch. Well, if you do that, we end up lighting the box. We end up running the dive game, the power, the inside zone versus four or five guys, which is kind of what happened in the second half. So, you know, and the only time that kind of goes awry is if they've got a really good defensive line and we can't get the dive game going. That's our offensive line's been playing really well the last few weeks. That hadn't been an issue.
Well, and for the dive game, obviously you need good backs, but there's a couple other key cogs in that, and that is Randon with his reads. And then your offensive line, and we've spoken about this, and it seems like week after week this offensive line plays a better game.
Yeah, you know, I think it's just about consistency. I mean, we've got a lot of guys who didn't play a whole bunch last year. I mean, Bennett was the only starter returning from last year's team. The rest of those guys didn't play. And so when you take that, you know, Douglas Mobley and Jalen Thomas, you know, Jalen is really his second year playing football. He was a defensive lineman for the majority of last year. Douglas was a nose guard for the majority of his time playing ball. Shane Wells moved in last year. He was a tight end. And Josh Anderson played a little bit last year on the offense. He's the only guy that really came in with more than, you know, a year's worth of experience on the offensive line. So it was something that we kind of had to look in and develop those guys as an offensive line group. And the longer they play, the more reps they get, the better they get. I think we had some odd things early in the year. We had a lot of injuries up there. We went 4 weeks without playing a game. So it's natural that their development was kind of – slowed a little bit. Now that they're all out there practicing consistently, they've gotten better.
And the guy who's been getting a ton of yards and a ton of carries has been Kane Crews. And again, another guy who's switching positions this year as he played defensive back last year. Do you see him as more comfortable with that role as the season's progressed?
Well, I think he gets better with it. I mean, it's like anything else. It's, you know, running back, a lot of people think you just give the ball to the guy and he just takes off with it. There's more to it than that. I mean, there's so many things to do with the foot, with the steps, and you know, getting the ball out of the mesh work from the quarterback, you know, the reads on, you know, where to cut the inside zone and how to cram the ball in there off a double team on the power. There's a lot of stuff that goes on to that besides just, hey, go run. And so he's gotten better and better each week. And I think the other thing is Tyler's gotten healthy, and Tyler's given us a really hard physical runner between the tackles. He did a good job in the second half coming in and running the power and the counter and just getting north and south and breaking tackles and getting yardage.
And again, going back to Raynon, obviously they did their best to take him away, but what kind of game did you see from him? Obviously distributing, but just overall running this offense.
You know, with Raynon, he's done such a good job the last few weeks of making his reads. And, you know, the thing with this offense is that he doesn't have to have a ton of stats to play a great game. It's not like a guy who's at quarterback and they throw the ball 25 or 30 times. Statistics are everything. If you have a quarterback, you throw the ball 30 times, and your quarterback has 50 yards passing, you're not winning that game. It's different for us because of the way the option is designed. In the grand scheme of things, you've got to put multiple guys on the dive. You have to put multiple guys on the quarterback and multiple guys on the pitch if you want to defend this. And when you start putting two or three guys on those positions on those spots, you end up light on another spot, and that's, you know, people have been hyper-focused on Raynon because of his foot speed and his big playability. What that does, he draws two or three guys to him. Well, now he's pitching the ball to Nolan in space, and we're one-on-one with a blocker in front of him, and that's how the offense is designed. That's why it's so tough to stop, and frankly, it's the most difficult offense in football to defend, and that's why when it's run correctly and it's run right, I mean, it's really, really hard to stop.
And you're listening to the Glenn Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Rocky Hidalgo on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, Coach, the biggest stat to me from this game is you had three drives that were over 10 plays, just worked the clock. I remember there was one point in the fourth quarter where they went three and out to start the fourth quarter and didn't get the ball back until there's 3 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And a big part of that was the fact you were able to pick up some long third downs with that triple option.
Yeah, you know, and people give us a hard time that we don't throw the ball enough. For us, that's a pass play. And, especially in third and long.